This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Is there a quick question for Hillary before she has to make a move about this approach, or about, you want to share any get anything off your chest, so to speak?
Yes, I was wondering what you think would have to give in moving from an ESOL curriculum to a literacy curriculum. What would you have to forego? What would the learners have to forego?
I think it's about teaching what it is they need to develop in a slightly different way. I think the citizenship question is an interesting one, because that's always been part of an ESOL qualification. And many of the learners come to us wanting their citizenship. And the body that scrutinises this says it will only accept an ESOL qualification. So there's going to be a knotty problem. That doesn't mean to say we can't integrate issues of citizenship into literacy. It's just that the qualification may not be acceptable.
Okay. Yes.
Hi, I'm Anne McKeown from NRDC. I was just wondering if you had a view on the potential fit of functional English, for example, for some ESOL learners.
Ooh, that's a long one. I did put it to the staff. I said, look, we can do one of two things. We can do functional English, untried, uncharted waters for adults and ESOL learners, or we can go down the literacy route. Some of them had been teaching functional skills, functional English, and they said, at the moment, Hillary, we'd rather we didn't go with the functional skills. We've tried functional skills with adults standalone, and it has been tortuous. We've found ourselves flipping back into literacy and numeracy with 16 to 18-year-olds because they can't make the full leap to a full level one or a full level two. So I would say I'd like to give it a little bit longer and look at functional English to see if we could make it work. But I wouldn't do it immediately, but it's not off the record at all, that one. After all, it's skills for life and it's free.
Yeah, there are models out there that I've heard about, people looking at progressions from functional skills to literacy and looking at starting in July. All sorts of things are coming out of the woodwork, innovative way forwards. Thank you very much, Hillary, for your time. I appreciate you have to get back, so thank you.